Ouch.
This team's ability to come back is bordering on uncanny already. I mean, just your thoughts on what happened tonight.
I don't have, you know, after it's happened quite a bit, and I know I get redundant in what I'm saying. But, you know, you just never think it's going to end. You know, you think there's going to be opportunities during the third period. I mean, I thought they were defending so well, just getting it deep. I didn't think we were going to get any chances, and then Silverberg makes a great play to Kessler and tie it up. And, you know, after that, you never know.
Game winner last game for Silverberg, 3 points tonight. You were talking down in Anaheim about the need for this team for the depth to get moving. Is this firing on all cylinders?
Well, it's good we needed it tonight. You get a third line guy scoring the winning goal. You get the Silverberg and Cogliano and Kessler and group getting in, because I didn't think, you know, that Getzlaff's line was as good as they were in the first two games. So it's, if you don't get that secondary scoring, you're not going to win any games.
What did you think of Bufflin's hit on Perry after that goal?
I mean, obviously we don't like it, but, you know, I'm sure they'll it was a tough play. I mean, but the refs will, and they'll make the right call. I mean, they got a penalty. I don't know what else they could have got.
Bruce, first off, is this why you got Ryan Kessler? Is this why you pursued him for so long?
Yeah, I mean, this is when he's good, when the crowd's on him, and he loves that, and he comes to the fore. I mean, sometimes he'll take a penalty, but it's because he's aggressive and playing hard against the opponent. So, I mean, we'll take all of those penalties that he takes, because it's usually an aggressive penalty.
And then you've said it before, if Freddie gives up one, two, or four goals, he seems to make the big save when it's needed. I mean, how does he make that in that?
Well, you know, they don't get it when I tell him he reminds me of Jerry Cheevers, you know. But Jerry Cheevers always said he didn't care if he gave up six. When the breakaway was on the line in the last minute, the Billy Smiths, I know that's high praise and high company, but that's what Freddie's done for us. He could have, you know, games where pucks go in, and then at the last minute he makes the great save, and he did again tonight. And when they had the power play at the end, he made two great saves just to keep us in it.
Bruce, you can throw all the stats at it for comebacks that you want. You've explained that you don't really know why, but this team seems to have an innate quality of knowing how to win. Have you ever had a group, ever coached a group that knows how to win maybe as well as this team has shown so far?
It'd be hard for me to think back right now and say, yes, this team, that team. But because statistically, during the course of the season, if you looked at our team statistics, you would never think that we ended up where we ended up, because they do have that innate sense of how to win. I mean, what were we defensively, penalty killing, power play, numbers-wise, you wouldn't think we ended up, you know, first in the Western Conference. But a lot of it has to do with the fact that they know how to win, they got great leadership in the room, and they never quit.
Bruce, you mentioned this morning that you hoped that this building wouldn't be too intimidating for your guys. How do you think they handled the environment at the start of the game and then as it went on?
Well, it certainly was loud, and it certainly gave them energy. And I don't know if we handled it great or not, but we handled it just enough to survive. And then, you know, once you get into the game, sometimes you don't hear a lot of that. You know, at the beginning, it was incredible. All right. Thank you.